When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tape rolling here. We'll use your comments on the air if that's okay.
Sure.
I'm with Monsignor David Lipuma of OLV Basilica. Former Buffalo Bishop Henry Mansell has passed away. You were his secretary during his time here. What are your recollections of working with Bishop Mansell?
I had the greatest I still have the greatest respect for him. I became his secretary. He came in 1995, and I started with him of February 1st of 1997, and then I was with him all the way through until he went to Hartford. I actually drove him from Buffalo to Hartford for his installation and moved him into his residence in Hartford. But the Bishop Mansell, 24/7, was always thinking about the good of the diocese, the people, the priests, the religious, everyone. He never took a vacation. I can tell you that he worked 24/7, but he was extremely a very humble, dedicated man, a man of deep faith. He's the one that actually oversaw the Catholic health system, because he recognized that if we did not form a Catholic health system, we might lose all of our Catholic hospitals. So it's a great tribute to him, what he was able to accomplish in doing that. He also saw us through the restoration of St. Joseph Cathedral, and I was with him every step of the way through all of that, really restoring it to its beautiful splendor that it is today. That was all his vision, and he loved Western New York. In fact, I think it was very difficult for him when he got the call to become the Archbishop of Hartford to say goodbye and to let go. But again, being a man of obedience and trust and great respect for the Holy Father, he immediately said yes when he was given that call. It just speaks again to his character, his love for the Church. But he just overall, concern was to make us strong in our Catholic faith. In fact, he's the one that adopted when we were doing the sesquicentennial of the diocese back in 1997, and he wanted to elevate Catholicism here in the Diocese of Buffalo. We had that program called We Are Catholic, Let It Show, Open Wide the Doors to Christ, which led to the great year of Jubilee in 2000. And he, again, one of the first things that he asked me when I became his priest secretary, as he said, I still want to get to every parish in this diocese, every school in this diocese, every mother house in this diocese, all the religious orders. And believe me, we went to every parish in this diocese. We went to every mother house. And he just wanted to make sure that he was present. So there were no downtimes. He worked hard, I know that he carried that same work ethic to Hartford, and I know that the Diocese of Hartford was blessed by his tenure as there as well.
You mentioned that he was you mentioned when he was selected to go to Harvard, he, I don't want to say hesitant, but he was kind of not entirely thrilled about leaving Buffalo. How much did Buffalo love Bishop Mansell?
Oh, I think the people had great respect and love for him. I don't know if they always understood if, you know, he was, he, I don't know how to say it, but he just was so faithful. And I think the people loved him, but I also know that, you know, he is a dedicated to following whatever obedience. When we get ordained, we promise obedience to the bishop and his successor. And as being named an auxiliary bishop and then a bishop here, he promised obedience to the Holy Father. So the Holy Father thought it was where he needed to go, then he needed to go to Hartford. And so I don't want to make it sound like he was hesitant. It's just that, like anything, you know, you leave a place that you spend so much time, you got to know the people, you grow to love and respect them, and then you have to move on. And it's hard for, you know, priests and bishops, I'm sure, to make those transitions, but they do it. And we do it because, again, we truly believe that we are called to serve the church. And that's the Holy Father, and that's the bishop that's over us.
Monsignor, what do you think Bishop Mansell's legacy in Buffalo will be?
Oh, I truly believe it will be the establishment of the Catholic health system. That'll be at the top. He also established the vicariate structure of the diocese. He fostered great communication, collaboration. He was always about that. And also, really, the restoration of St. Joseph Cathedral. And then seeing us through the great year of Jubilee. But I believe his legacy will be one of complete dedicated service. And the thing that most people will remember, and every time you talk about Archbishop Mansell, is his memory. And he remembered everyone. We would go to a parish to visit, and I would give him a list of most of the priests that were there, of course, the women religious that were there at the time, but he would want to know first and last names. He'd want to know the parish trustees. If there was a school, he'd want to know the principal's name, the DRE. And then when he would get to these celebrations, he would name everyone by name without a note in front of him. So he had an incredible, incredible memory. And that is something I think most people will recall, that he was able to just remember people's names and call them by name.
And what were your personal memories, fondest stories about the Archbishop Mansell?
Well, I loved him. It was very hard when I brought him to Hartford and had to drive back on my own then after that. One of the things that he asked me to do, he called me in his office one day, and our offices were next to each other, and he said, I'd like to see you for a minute. So I went in, and he kind of was sitting at the desk, and he says, you know, I'd really like to go to Poland for the Eucharistic Congress. And I thought, okay, I'll set something up for you. And he said, no, and I want you to go. So I set up a trip for the two of us to go to Poland, and that was one of the very moving experiences, because he understood the Western New York, the great Polish culture here, and he wanted to demonstrate his own desire to go and learn more. And I can tell you, this is a funny thing to me, but when we got there, I had hired a driver and a guide and an interpreter for us, and he was an older gentleman, and it was amazing how much history that Bishop Mansell knew at the time about everything. So he studied well, and we had some great moments. But he was always very supportive, very encouraging, and I enjoyed our conversations, especially in the car on the way back from events, because that's when he could kind of relax a little. The event was over, the mass was over, whatever the celebration was, and he would just relax and talk openly. He had a good sense of humor too. I mean, people may not have seen it all the time, but I always enjoyed his humor. He was always just very good to me personally.
And anything else I've left out of you care to add, Monsignor?
No, I just know that the church has lost a great servant, but I know that heaven has gained a wonderful, wonderful man of faith. And I just know that I'm sure the good Lord just wrapped his arms around him and said, well done, good and faithful servant, because he was, a very good and faithful servant.
Monsignor, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.